Hello and welcome to this new episode. I want to talk about overthinking, imposter syndrome, perfectionism, and all these patterns that we have. And oh boy, I could go on and on about it because this is something I hadn't realized I had the power to shift back in the days, and it's been life changing because yes, you can stop these patterns. But we, and I include myself in this because, like I said, in the past, I didn't know better, right? We can stop these patterns, but we don't know that we have to the power to, you know, like we don't have to put up with these. And it didn't even occur to me. I had quote unquote accepted without knowing it, that I was an overthinker, a perfectionist, or whatever. And the kind of self-talk was like, well, that's how I am, that's who I am, well, what can I do about it, right? That's how I am. But actually, that's conditioning. Because when you identify with something, it means you accept it. That's why I was saying I had accepted. Of course, I wasn't aware that I had accepted that, but because I wasn't aware I could change it. So when you identify with something, you accept it as a part of your identity. And then you become that thing and it shapes your reality. So why would you want to change these things? Well, obviously, because it's annoying, right? But the real answer is, you want to declutter and calm your mind instead of having constant thoughts racing in all kinds of directions. Self-doubt, yes, but what if? Oh my God, I need to do that after. Constantly. You can have more clarity and a bigger capacity to think in terms of solutions and to focus on what really matters. And then you can see the opportunities that are in front of you because you're not constantly in your head rumbling. And once again, I used to be like that, and it's okay, you know. This episode is to make you aware that you can change that, right? So when you silence your mind chatter, you can use more of your brain capacity to focus, like I was saying, and therefore you have more balance between your two brain hemispheres, the rational, the left hemisphere, and the creative, the intuitive, the right hemisphere. So the masculine on the left and the feminine on the right. I'm talking about the hemispheres here. And all of this leaves more room for your creative juice to flow, right? And then you can hear your intuition more clearly. This inner guidance, you know, this inner wisdom, because you don't have the interference from your mind. So yes, you can reduce these tendencies and deal with them differently and even stop them. And in daily life, how to do this? It can look like this, for example. Number one, gaining awareness when the pattern arises, like you're thinking of something and then you're, oh yeah, should I do this or that? Yes, but if I do this, oh, stop, pause for a second, not judging yourself because that's okay. You know, as I always say, you wouldn't be angry at a child who is learning to walk, right? Like you wouldn't be angry that the child cannot walk yet because he's just learning. So it's the same with you, right? Give yourself some grace. Oh my God, I'm aware that I'm starting to overthink. Let's celebrate that because it means my awareness has risen and therefore I can change. Now I'm in a place where I have the power to change that, right? Because you cannot change what you're not aware of. And then deciding to stop the patterns, and it starts by shifting and taking concrete action that aligns with your decision to stop it. So it's not just like, okay, I notice I'm like that, but like letting it happen. And if you choose to let it happen, it's okay. But we are talking about changing it here. So of course, you're going to redirect your attention. And there are ways to do that, right? And what I do with my clients goes one step deeper. We uncover the root cause of that pattern in their subconscious mind, and we clear it from their energy field. So when we talk about the subconscious mind, it's not about wiping the memory or deleting it. You know, like you are in charge. It's more about uncovering what has been repressed, suppressed, so that it stops affecting your life and creating interference, if you will, in an unconscious way, like on automatic pilot, if you will. So your way of seeing life is influenced by your upbringing, your experiences and social conditioning, and that includes wounds and traumas as well, right? So if you've been raised hearing life is hard, you have to struggle to deserve what you earn or to be worthy of success, then this will of course influence your creativity, your career, your business, your relationships, your wellness too. And that is how patterns like imposter syndrome, perfectionism, overthinking, even procrastination, you name it. This is how these things are created. Part of it, because there are other factors at play. But so that's what I can help with, because I've done this for myself. And I've been helping my clients do that, because you don't want to slow yourself down on your way to success. You don't have to struggle. And maybe I need to make another episode around this struggling, because working hard, being dedicated, doesn't mean struggling, right? Like, there is a fine line between the two. So when I say letting go of struggle mode, it doesn't have to be harder than it needs to be. It's this overcomplicating things that we are taught to do in society, really. So when you uncover the root cause of that pattern and you clear it from your energy field, you have more awareness, it's easier to train your mind, and you can get results like your mind is calmer. You can create from a place of a calm mind. You don't have to repeat those same things that are not serving you, right? You can break the hamster wheel. You get off the hamster wheel, right? So if that's something you would like to do, I'm inviting you to check out first my free training, How to Unlock Your Financial Flow, because this is all about the conditioning there is around money, right? And there are journal prompts to help you think and reframe some thoughts, like really gain awareness. And then if you want to chat, book your free clarity call. It doesn't oblige you in anything. So I hope that helps. And I would love to hear what your biggest takeaway from this episode was, if you want to share. And yeah, feel free to follow me on Instagram, Coach Morgan Rose, if you would like to check out my content. And I will see you in the next episode, and I will put the link in the description as always. Thanks for listening. Bye.